Okay, new Mishnah.
Zion Amadeus. Okay, Zion Amadeus. I got that one. Zion Amadeus.
Oh, perfect. I came over to that.
Zion Amadeus, Nachos. Nishmat Abarzel Mikito. Okay, so this is a pasuk in Devarim Yud Tesei. So Vashayavo Esreihu Bayar. So if you come upon your friend in a forest, Lachto Beitzim, chop wood. Benitcha Yado Agarzel Nachosaitz. And your hand, you put your hand on the axe to cut the wood. The nashal habarzel min haetz, and the metal goes flying. The nashal habarzel, it's not clear how to translate this, but the barzel slips off from the haetz, from the wood.
Oh,
the matzah is very of a mace.
I think I could picture it. It's like the axe has like the stick part and then the top part, and that part flew off.
That's one. I'm purposely being vague because there's two ways to interpret it. That's one way to interpret it. One way to interpret it is the axe, the metal part, flies off. The other way is that the metal causes a piece of wood from the tree to go flying off.
Fine. A splinter.
Okay.
A splinter from the axe.
Yes. Matzah is re'ehu v'meis, and it finds your friend, and he dies. Hu yonas elacha sarum ha'ilevachai. So he'll run, the chopper should run to one of the miklot and he'll live. Okay? Fine. So that's the pasuk. So now you have two different ways of interpreting this pasuk. So let's look at the Mishnah there. Nishmat habarzel mikito. So if the iron part of the axe falls off from its handle, viharag, like Gil's case, it kills. Rebbe Omer Eino Gola. Rebbe says you don't get galas. The Chacham Omer Gola. Some say you do get galas. Okay. Min Ha'etzam is Bakeya. If the Rachi Yosa Kisim Venitas Merachik Harag. If a splinter, a piece of wood, flies off of the tree and goes far and kills. Rebbe Omer flipped. Reverse of the Shittas. Rebbe Omer Gola. Chacham Omer Eino Gola. Okay. So basically, Rebbe's holding the case of Golas is where the splinter flies off. And the Chacham holding the case of Golas is where the axe blade flies off. Right? Okay, that's basically the question. So how do you interpret that passage? Okay, so let's read the Gemara. Let's just read the Gemara and then we'll see if we can analyze it. But this is basically the Machlokes. So Tanya Amalam Rebbe the Chachamim. So Rebbe said to the Chachamim, Rebbe again is the one who holds. It's the wood chip, the splinter falling off. The Chinemar v'Nashal Habarzel Me'itzo. It doesn't say, and the iron falls off from the wood. V'Elolonemar Ela Min Ha'itz. V'Nashal Habarzel Min Ha'itz. So it's from the tree. Which implies that the wood is flying off, not that the metal is flying off, and not shall barzel minites.
But it says Mikito.
Mikito is in the Mishnah. The pasuk doesn't say Mikito.
Fine.
The pasuk just says v'nashal barzel min ha'etz. So the barzel makes fly from the tree. So it says from the tree. Otherwise, you just say v'nashal habarzel me'etzo. Right? And from its, I guess maybe his point is it should say me'etzo. Or min ha'etz. Maybe that's his point. This min ha'etz is from the tree. Me'etzo is from its handle, its wood. Right? So that's his point. He should have said, if you're saying it's flying off from its own handle, it should be v'nashal habarzel me'etzo. The metal falls off of its wood. But v'nashal habarzel min ha'etz, it's like there's another object called the ha'etz, the tree, and the metal is causing the thing to fly off from the tree. He says, "Oh, nemar itz lamato, nemar itz lamayla, ma itz amal lamayla, men itz mespakeya, av mitz amamato, men itz meskapeya." So Rashi, "V'nashal barzel min ha'etz, lichrotz ha'etz." Right? The pasuk says, "You come into the field lichrotz ha'etz to cut the tree." Right? So what's that referring to? That's not you're not cutting the axe holder, the axe handle. It says you're cutting the tree, and then it says, "V'nashal barzel min ha'etz." What do you think "etz" is referring to? According to Rabbi, he's going to have to say that it says you're going into chapa and eitz means a tree. And then the handle flies off from the eitz means from the handle. You know, the metal flies off from the handle. It's like in the very same pasuk, it's using, one time it's using the word eitz to mean the tree, the other time it's using the word eitz to mean the handle of the wooden handle of the axe. That's like not very smooth read of the pasuk. Rather, the Chumar saying it means no, the whole time. You're going to chop a tree, and then the wood flies off from the tree, and he uses eitz and eitz in the same way. Right, I'm sorry, so the Rebbe's the misplinter one. Exactly. So Rebbe's a smoother read, because it says that he's reading the word eitz in the same way both times. That is, you're going to chop a tree, and the wood flies off from the tree. As opposed to the Chum, we're saying he's going to chop a tree, and the wood flies off from the eitz, which is the handle. It's not a... It's the same passage, using the word differently. So, that's his kasha. So, that's another brace, which explains Rebbe's attack on the Chacham. Amar Rechi Rashi Amar Rav. I mean, it doesn't really answer, it just says that. Okay. They both learn out their position from the same case. They both learn out the same pasuk. V'nashal avarzal min ha'etz. Rebbe savar yesh em l'masoras. You go by the mesora. Mesora, there's mesoras and mikra. You've heard of this machlokas before, yesh em mikra, yesh em mesoras. Which means that there's a pasuk is read a certain way, and it's written a certain way. Okay? So the question is, when you dorish a pasuk, you dorish the way that it's written, or the way that it's read? So what does it mean? So Rashi explains. Yeshem HaSorus, K'mash Nimsa Raksav Shal Teva L'Moshe, and the Tzrichon Darshi, and we dorish it the way it was written, to given to Moshe, in the text. V'lo l'fi ha-mikra, not the way, K'shat HaKori, not the way you read it, but the way it's written. V'nashal Osa, V'nashal Ata Mosif Havara Shal Aleph, O Shal He, Be'nun L'shin. But somehow it's saying is the way that they read it, if you just go with, if you didn't have nekudos, if you didn't know how it was read, you would have read it v'nishal. V'nishal u'peirusho nishal shehishil habarzel min ha'etz ha'mispakeya.
How is it translated?
V'nishal means, and it causes to be removed. Nashal literally means, like, I think, to remove, or to slip off. Yeah, nashal is like to slip. So the nishal means it causes to slip off. But that's the question it really means. It doesn't mean and it slips off, or it causes to slip off. Causes something else to slip off. Okay, because it says you're taking the axe, and the axe, the nashal, slips off. So slips off doesn't mean it's like it itself slips off. That's the nashal. It slips off. The nishal means it causes a piece of wood to slip off of the tree. So depending on how you dorish the word, is you dorish it that it itself is falling off, or it's causing something else to fall off. Right, that's basically the two ways of reading it. I mean, however, the mikra mesoras is different machlokas. It's a question in drash. But bottom line is does it mean that it's the pasuk is saying that it flies off? You're chopping with the axe, and the axe flies off. It slips off of its wood, off of its handle. Or it causes something else, a piece of splinter, to fall off of the tree. So there's just two different ways, based on how your Dorish Pesukim in general, you turn out that's how you read it, and based on how you read the Pasuk, so now this is describing the case of Galus. So is the case of Galus where the axe fall handle falls off, or the handle falls off, or is it where the wood splinters away? Based on that, that's the end up with the Machlokas. Gil's thinking of what Reb Chananel says. So the question is, what's the machlokas? I mean, on the surface, I think you're saying good. On the surface, and what are the pasuk's talking about? This, talking about that. What's the difference? Aren't they both the same thing? It's shogeg either way, right? That's what you're asking, right? What's the difference, really? Call it this, call it that, v'nishal, v'nashal. It seems to be the same thing. He's chopping wood, and by accident, somehow, he kills a guy. What's the difference? The handle falls off, the wood falls off. It sounds like the same thing, basically, right? I mean, they're practically different, but what's the difference? So Rabbi Chananel says, he explains, he says, Nishra Barzal Mikito, he says, Kodem, so this is if the handle falls off, the axe falls off of the handle. Kodem Shiakai
Alaitz. Excuse me, where is it in the Rabbin Chananel?
I'm not sure if you have the same thing as me, but on the left side, left column, the fifth line.
Oh, mine is on the right column.
I have two, there's the right and the left on mine.
I don't know where exactly it is.
Okay. I'll read it to you. I'll translate it. Don't worry. It's not that long. It says, Kodim Shiak al ha'etz labako. So it falls off before you hit the tree. The harag and it kills. Rebbe Omer Eino Gola. You don't go to Golas. Dehai karov lemezeru. Karov lemezer. She ilu lo hayarafo ilo yinishman. Because if it wasn't loose, it wouldn't have slipped off.
Yeah.
Right? How's the thing slipping off? Well, how does that happen exactly? You're chopping wood and all of a sudden the handle falls off of the axe? I mean, that doesn't just happen. Right? How often do things like that happen? It must be that it was loose. So that's Karol Mezid. You should have been careful. Don't use the defective hatchet. Defective axe. So that's Karol Mezid. Right? And apparently the Chachamim say, it does happen sometimes.
Yeah,
two sides of this machlokas, and I think we have to take them up separately. Because two cases, right, you can always, like the Mishnah presents, there's two cases. One case is when the axe handle flies off, is that Yichayev Gals for that. The other one is if the wood goes flying, Yichayev Gals for that. So even though in terms of limud, it might be one limud, and the question is how you doish that pasuk, that's fine. But bottom line is there are two cases. So I think for our purposes, we're going to consider as two separate cases. So this first case is, where you're chopping wood and the handle falls off and kills somebody. So do you say that's Karov L'Mezid or no? You say it's not Karov L'Mezid. And why would it be Karov L'Mezid? Because after all, is how the handle fall off if not for the fact that it was loose. So that's Karov L'Mezid. Right? You're using a defective axe. What are you doing using a defective axe? And the counter argument is no. Whatever. And that's what we have to explain, right? What's the mahalach?
So why don't you say, so you're not saying maybe there's a chazaka, your axe is okay, you assume it's okay. And now you should check it, true, but that's a lack of shmirah. So isn't that what shogeg is? Right?
Okay.
Right, and that's what shogeg is. That's the question. Look, you should have looked both ways before you started throwing the thing, you should have whatever, you should have done a lot of things. But isn't that what shogeg is? Right? That's why you could argue, is like, why is that called amazing? Because you should have checked it. Okay, should have done a lot of that. That's, you're right, I should have been careful. Isn't that what shogeg is? Shogeg is, or why is it flagrant? I mean, I was just chopping wood. I assumed it was good. It's not like I knew it was a broken axe or whatever. Obviously, I didn't know. I didn't check it. Right? The same way, if I used a regular axe and I didn't look both ways or whatever I'm doing, right, I didn't properly consider the consequences that may happen. So isn't that just, shouldn't that just be an orgasm of shogeg? I didn't check the axe. Fine. So, I should have checked it. But I didn't. I assumed, look, it's certainly a decent assumption. Axes are usually not broken. So I just chopped the wood. I assumed it's good. So why is that? Why is it carved mason, actually?
That's right, I'm not saying. He just says, I'm sorry, he says, carved mason, she loaded off like that because it was loose.
Yeah, okay, so what? So what? It was loose. He didn't know it was loose. It's not like, I don't think it's assuming he knew he was losing. He said, probably be okay. I mean, I don't see why I should assume that. I mean, that's presumably not the case. Like, I knew it was loose and he said, I'm doing it anyways. I don't think that's the standard case.
That would be,
I don't know. Maybe that probably would be Karov L'Mezid, but I can't imagine the other Shita saying is that that's shogeg. I mean, that would definitely be Karov L'Mezid. Everyone would agree. I mean, it's not pure mezid because you're not trying to kill a guy, you know, whatever. But it's certainly, I don't think anyone would say that's shogeg. And you just mamish take a thing that you know is loose and you start chopping with it and hoping for the best. I mean, I don't think anyone could say that's shogeg. So presumably the case is where you didn't check. So if you didn't check, so isn't that shogeg? Isn't that what shogeg is? Shogeg is where you didn't check. Right? Okay. It's a good point. It's a good point, Yonah. Almost too good.
Again, our question is, we have a pointed question. Pointed question is that why is this not just an ordinary shogeg? Right? That's a problem. Why is it Karov L'Mezid? No, it doesn't make sense, really. Why is Rebbe saying it's Karov L'Mezid? So Matt's saying, I think, good. That the action that you're doing, bottom line is, it's a loose axe. Right? Now, chopping wood with a loose axe is a dangerous action. Right? The action itself is dangerous. It's true you didn't know about it, but bottom line is, the action which you're doing is a dangerous action. Right? As opposed to going down a ladder is not a dangerous action, or using the roof thing is not a dangerous action, or chopping wood with a good axe is not a dangerous action. It's just that you do something wrong. In the action, which is not really dangerous, a mishap occurs. So that's a shkaga. In other words, you're doing the action in a way that leads to a danger.
You know what I mean? That's the kind of, okay, so shogeg is where you're doing the action, which I guess has a potential for a danger, but it's intrinsically it's a safe action. And now, an error occurs, and that causes death. And that's the halacha, you should have been careful. You had to do the action carefully. So that's shogeg. But here, the action that you're doing is a dangerous action. Now, it's true, that's a difference. And arguably, you could say that's not shogeg. Shogeg is when you're doing an action which you know is a safe action, but in the manner in which you're doing it, it has a problem, you know, something slips up. But here, it's not like you're chopping wood. You're chopping wood with a broken axe. It's not like in the manner in which you're doing it. It's not like you're doing it improperly. The very action itself is a dangerous action, so you got to be careful. Don't do dangerous actions. Now, you didn't know? Okay, you didn't know, but you did a dangerous action. Dangerous action is kind of amazing. Right, you were doing a dangerous action. Bottom line is, that is, given the fact that the axe was loose, that's a dangerous action. So now you chopped wood with a dangerous axe. Right? The other actions themselves are not dangerous. So it's, the danger comes about because you don't do them carefully. It's a safe action which has the potential to turn dangerous if you do it non-carefully. But if you do it in an ordinary way, that's not dangerous. It's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. Right? Lowering a bucket, intrinsically, it's not dangerous. Something could happen. You gotta be careful nothing happens. But intrinsically, it's safe. So you gotta be careful. You're not careful and you kill someone, show you. Here, it's dangerous. It's a broken axe. Right? So that's an argument to why it's called a mason. Right? If you buy that, now the question is, so what's the argument to say that that's shogeg? Right? The counter-argument. Now, let me ask you, before we get to our case, let me ask you a question. Let's say you're using a car. Okay, you're driving a car. Brand new car. And it turns out, you drive it and the brakes are shot. The brakes are defective, they're broken. So
that happens.
That happens. I know. That's my question. Is, you're driving a car, it turns out the brakes are defective, but you couldn't know the brakes are defective as a brand new car. What are you supposed to do? Check the brakes and make sure they're not defective? You just drive the car.
That's what I was trying to say.
There's no way you could have known it. So that's my question is, would you say that's Carl Mazin? No, that's crazy, right? That's definitely not Carl Mazin. That's, what would that be?
Honest.
Yeah, honest. Carl honest. Honest is total honest. What are you supposed to do? How are you supposed to know? Here, the only reason why it's even a question is because you could have checked the axe, right? My point of saying is that we're saying it's a dangerous action to use a defective axe, right? Fine. It's true. It is. And it's a dangerous action to use a car that has no brakes. But if you drive a car that has no brakes, right, you are doing a dangerous action, but totally unbeknownst to you, and that's an honest, right? So it's true, it's a dangerous action, but if you, and this is, I guess, what Yaakov, you were saying, but you didn't know. So, like, in general, if you don't know that your action is dangerous, then it presumably becomes an onus. You have no clue. Right? So now, obviously, the difference, as Gil is saying, is the reason why there's even a difference is because how are you supposed to know that there's no brakes on your car? What are you supposed to do? Get under the car every time you drive it to make sure it has brakes? That's, you don't want to do that, right? But here, it's an axe. And it doesn't take a genius to look at an axe and see if it's broken. So here, you could have avoided it, right? It's your fault or whatever, right? So, okay. So now we're ready to presume. That's why Rebbe will say now it's kind of amazing. Because you should have checked it, right? You're using a dangerous thing. And this is where we have to go. Now we have to try to work out the machlokes. I just think, like, we've developed some thoughts in the area. And we have to try to, like, get down, how do we go from here to actually get them and pop the machlokes out of here. It's called a mezer, or if it's a shogeg. Okay, so let's put it down. This is similar to what Yom was saying also. I think we have to go further, but it's just a good first. I think it's a good definition of what's happening here, is that there is two kinds of shogeg here. Two kinds of shmira. One is where you're doing a safe action and you have to be careful to how you do it that you don't kill somebody. The other thing is a shmira to make sure that you're not doing a dangerous action. There are two aspects of shmira that a person has to exercise. Don't do dangerous actions, and when you do safe actions, make sure you do them in a way that they don't get out of hand and become dangerous. Right? So Rebbe is saying, no, the Chachamim are saying that a lack in either of those is considered shogeg. If you're not shomer and you end up killing somebody because either you end up because of lack of concern, lack of carefulness, and doing a dangerous action, or you do a safe action in a dangerous way, those are both under the din of shogeg. Either way, you're not being shomer. Whereas Rebbe is saying no. That when you're doing a safe action and you're just not careful in like the quantities and how you do the safe action, that's shogeg. But if you allow yourself to do a dangerous action in the first place, that's karma meza. Karma meza. You can't. There's no excuse if you do a dangerous action. That's what the Rebbe says. What Rebbe's saying is that your shmira on not doing the dangerous action is first, and that's primary. If you don't do that, then you're meza. That's karma meza. Shogeg is limited to when, given that you've already done the first check, that you're doing a safe action, now within that action, that's where shogeg is. Whereas a chomim are, you know, that in even both of them, they both come under my din of shmiras and afash, and if I end up doing dangerous action because I wasn't shomer properly, then that's either way is considered a shogeg. Doesn't matter whether it's a shogeg if in the action or in doing the action in the first place, there's no difference according to the chomim. Of course, we could go further. That would be nice if we go further. So let's think about this over the weekend. Let's see if we go further, and then we have to do the next machlokas, which is what about in the case where you're chopping the wood and the splinter flies off? Is that considered galus or not? So for that, I'd like, before we try to jump right into defining that, I think we should read till the end of the Gemara, because you'll see there's an issue about kocho. It's like, it has to do with like an indirect tip. Kocho, you'll see from the Gemara. I don't necessarily want to define the Gemara, but I think the Gemara like gives you a direction for where in the Machlokas lies. So just read the Gemara till the Mishnah, basically just to get the facts, you know, and I'll move from there.